producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? What are you realizing today about today that wasn't true yesterday at this time, Jennifer? Give me one thing that's going on today that wasn't going on yesterday at this time.
Well, it was going on yesterday at this time, but I didn't realize it until yesterday evening, and now I'm really upset about the whole thing. I'm really behind in my DVR watching. And I have a reason.
What's the reason?
With all this political stuff going on this year, it seems like there's a debate every week.
Yep.
There's an election result thing to watch. And then guess what?
Yep.
I don't get to watch The People versus O.J. Simpson.
No! I actually haven't watched either, and people have been telling me it was quite good.
Yeah, I've heard it.
By the time I get into bed, I don't want to. I just read for a few minutes and have a quick conversation. Sometimes not so quick with Meredith, but I just, good night. Adios. Be like the fountain that overflows today, not like the cistern that merely contains. Perhaps words of advice for Cam Newton. The things that you know, I'm guessing, that we don't have to spend much time on, you pretty much know what happened in New Hampshire yesterday, right? Everybody aware of that? We don't have to listen to people yelling about how wonderful their candidate is. You know what the story is.
As predicted.
Yep. So how many people know about the lawsuit in Chicago where the police officer is suing the victim's family? Do we need to go over that again? I don't know whether I find this to be compelling only in that it just kind of shows you how we are so out of luck, out of luck when it comes to people who have a clue. Oh, my God, this guy. If you don't know the story, I'll tell you quickly. Police officer's name is Robert Realmo, R-I-A-L-M-O. He shot Quintonio LeGreer, who was 19 years old, last year. He shot him in the back 4 times. Some people say 6 times. I don't know. What difference does it make? He was shot in the back, and that was the end of that. And one of the bullets went through Mr. LeGreer and killed his neighbor as well. So this police officer is called to the scene on a 911 call. LeGreer, who is mentally, mentally challenged. That's politically correct. We're in that sewer of political correctness.
The kids, they say he ain't right.
Yeah, right. Right.
Is that politically correct?
But he calls the police and says, I'm having an attack. I need some help. Mm-hmm. So when the police officer gets there, it reminds me of a scene out of Love Actually. You know, when what's the lady who's a great actress we always talk about? She had a brother that was somewhat deranged, and every time he was calling her, she was trying to make out with some guy at the office, and the phone rings, and it's her disturbed brother, and she has to go run down to the home. Remember that those scenes?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. So I'm trying to remember the name of the actress, but it's not important probably to the story. The point is that here's this guy who's off his rocker, who's in containment, who is trying to hurt his sister. And so in this case, he doesn't know any better. Now, whether LeGreer didn't know any better, he calls the police. He knows that there's a problem. So the police come and he chases him around with a baseball bat. And so the officer, understandably concerned about his own safety and well-being, pulls out his gun. This guy keeps chasing him with a baseball bat. So at some point in time, during the altercation, this guy, LeGreer, turns around and runs away, and the officer shoots him in the back. Hmm. And while he's shooting him, one of the bullets goes through him, and his next-door neighbor who's there watching all of this gets hit with one of those bullets, and she's dead. So the police officer kills 2 people, and now he's suing the family of LeGreer for his own imbalance. Because he says now he can't work anymore, his life's been ruined, he killed these people. Okay, I kind of get that. I think I'd go off my rocker, too, if I shot a couple of people.
Yeah.
But I'm not a police officer. I'm not in service. I'm not trained to deal with that stuff. Apparently, this officer wasn't either, which means he had no business being on this call, which he had no business having a gun, and had no business even being a police officer. So is it the city already has agreed to pay this guy $10 million, the family of LeGreer, because the wrongful death thing. So now the police officer sues the family for the $10 million.
You know, it's so convoluted. Everybody's saying everybody else, and everybody's saying
it's crazy.
There is a lot of gray area in these cases. There's room to feel, to give sympathy to a lot of people.
Yep.
But I think you touched on something when we spoke about this story before, Dougie, and that is mental evaluations and physical evaluations of law enforcement. I think it's fair. I think they're paid by the government. I think it's a fair thing to make sure that the best of the best are the ones that are out on the street, because as we talked about, a lot of pressure rides on police officers, especially now when around every turn someone is trying to take you down.
Yep, tough job. I wouldn't want to be a police officer. I haven't chosen to be. If you choose to be a police officer and be in service, then that's what you understand what it is. It's kind of like the NFL or players, you know, in a sense. Meredith's convinced me, and I think that she's right. These guys know what they're in for when they get paid all these millions of dollars to get beat around. So they ought not to be suing the NFL, but people who have become, who have lost their ability to do any number of things because they played football, it isn't about suing everybody. It's about educating yourself. And if you're a parent, why in the name of heaven would you allow your child to be put in harm's way to the extent as you are when they play football or soccer or wrestle or they're hockey players? Or why would you do that?
Well, I mean, obviously the risk is worth the gain, the prize.
You're going to ruin your life?
People. Look, I mean, some people think they can handle everything. Some people say, well, I'll stay ahead of it. I'll make sure I get clear before I go back on the field. I mean, but to be fair with police officers, and maybe even to a certain extent older athletes, maybe someone like Peyton Manning, they might have assumed that there would be a risk. But, you know, for police officers now with the invent and everybody having cell phones and social media, which has really exploded over the last 5-6 years, this is new. I mean, people could have signed up to be police officers long before this was a new reality. Plus, there's been a culture shift of people trying to catch everybody in something and trying to get the evidence to blow someone's career up. So, I mean, that is new for a lot of people. And I think the same thing with football players. I mean, you knew you were doing some risk to yourself, but this new information about traumatic brain injuries, it really is in the last 5 years or so. And, Doug, led by you, I think. I mean, you really did lead this movement.
I started talking about it, but I find myself talking I talk to myself about a lot of this stuff for a long time. And I'm not looking for credit. I just see something. It sort of reminds me of the speech that Ted Kennedy gave at his brother's funeral when JFK was killed. He saw wrongs and tried to right them. I feel that way very strongly. I'm very passionate about things that don't make me any money. In fact, when I get passionate about stuff and express myself on the air, sometimes it costs me radio stations. but that's the way I am.
It's kind of the same thing. I mean, you take a calculated risk.
Right. You take a position and you take a risk. So all these people, Trump has taken a position, takes a risk. If you want to look at politicians, people.
He beats up a lot of people, but he also gets beaten up a lot by the media, by everybody else. So, you know, I mean, everybody weighs what's valuable to them and what they're willing to withstand for the ultimate gain.
All right. We'll pause here for a moment, then we come back. I want to give you an alternative to the way Bernie thinks, okay?
Thank God.
A way of doing what he wants to do without doing it the way, I'm telling you, there are ways of doing what he wants to do without doing it the way he wants to do it.
But 15, who wants to do that?
Well, we'll figure it out. Whatever it is he said, I'll figure it out tomorrow. 15 past on Good Day.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melty cheese. And they're 2 for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the 2 for $4 Chris sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
There is a moment when you no longer have to look down at your fingers. When everyone else can hear the song in your head, it changes you. There's a moment when you make music. And President's Day weekend at Guitar Center, with Washburn Acoustic Electric Guitars for just $99, AKG headphones just $29, or guitar stands and wall hangers just $2 for $12, you can make it happen. Save up to 60% starting tomorrow at Guitar Center.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Earn 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See Plenty.com/terms for details.
All right, so it's 18 after Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and I are studying things. Jennifer, I'm going to keep you at bay for a moment because I want to. Jennifer is upset about the president's proposal for body cameras on the border patrol.
He can't put down the border, but he can put body cameras on people.
So they can dismantle them.
Fabulous. So that they can sue us for even more
cameras. No. Great. Just they can tear them apart like the police in Chicago do.
Maybe.
They don't work. All right, here's the way to do what Bernie Sanders wants to do without doing it the way Bernie Sanders wants to do it. Okay?
Right.
There is the first thing, if you go to GoFundMe today, the story of Jason Pinardo, who has taken it upon himself to help Philadelphians who have no homes. In 1 week, last week on this day, Wednesday last week, he said, I want to prepare dinners for at least 150 people who are homeless. How can I do that? So he set up a GoFundMe page, and he raised $22,345 in a week. 439 people gave to the cause because they decided on their own, without having somebody extract the money from them, they volunteered to help people who are homeless in Philadelphia. Isn't that the way to fix the problem? Not to have somebody, whether we're good or bad, I don't want somebody coming to me and saying, you have to do this.
I know.
Because I don't want to do it if I don't want to do it, and I shouldn't have to do it in a free country. You can call me a selfish cur, whatever you want to, but that's the way it is. Not to have somebody extract from me money to help these people. I want to, if I'd have been in the position, I'd have given them $20,000 myself to help. If I decide I want to do that, that's the American way, is it not? 21 after on Good Day.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Another My Three Songs contest on Good Day. Three songs, different artists, they have one thing in common. It's huge.
It's huge.
It's huge. You call us at 888-302-3684, and you can have a huge prize. A huge, no, not, he doesn't say huge. He says huge. The book is Life is Good When You Do the Work, Maria Trilogy's book. I find her writing fascinating. I find her fascinating. And you'll love this book. It's a great positive way for you to read a chapter or two every morning or when you go to bed at night. So we have three songs for you. You know that. Artists are not connected. Well, the songs are, though. So you listen to all three of them, if you will, please. We'll play them for you one at a time. Although I think it would be an interesting mashup, Richie, if we played all three of them at once.
Oh, you want to try that?
That would be very interesting. Yeah, you want to?
Just it's not going to work well.
No.
Let's see here.
Oh, I got it.
There you get it? Everybody?
Okay.
How'd that work?
Maybe not.
Okay.
First song, Elton John, I'm Still Standing. 1983, the year of this song. Been covered a number of times on The X Factor and American Idol.
He just did this on his, the car thing with James Corden.
Oh! Did he?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
that car fun. Karaoke or whatever he
yeah,
calls it. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the give me a whole new reason for liking Carden. I was wrong about him. He's very good. I like that part of his thing anyway. Okay. So this was a song featured a couple of years ago on Glee. And so it's been around. Everybody knows this song. Big song by Elton John. I'm Still Standing. Okay, that's song number one. Number two on the list of three today, Tina Turner. You're simply the best. 1989, big song in 89. Big in other countries, too. By the way, Edgar Winter, Richie, here on sax.
Huh?
This is Edgar Winter playing the sax on this song.
Huh? That one doesn't, guy's a keyboard player.
Edgar Winter?
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. I thought you'd find that interesting.
Well, I know Ken Kessler puts this together, and I don't count him.
You can trust him. If I said it, you wouldn't believe it, but Kenny said it, you believe it. All right, Elton John, first song, I'm Still Standing. The Best by Tina Turner. Last song by Santana.
I'm winning.
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 hit from 1981. I was so tired last night of watching the returns. It took me about 10 minutes to find something I wanted to watch for a little while before I fell asleep. It was the old Three Musketeers with Charlie Sheen and Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
And what's the big guy's name? I'm trying to remember. And Chris, what's his face?
I don't remember who the third guy was.
Oliver Platt.
Yeah.
And then, and then Chris from
NCIS.
Yeah, right, Chris. Yeah.
O'Donnell,
thank you. Man, he looked like a kid in this. Anyway, but it made me think about Charlie and his winning. All right, so Santana, this is 1981. This was a big rock song for Carlos Santana. Cover song written and recorded by Russ Ballard from the band Argent, 1976. Okay, so what do these things have in common? 888-302-3684. Let's see how far we have to dig. Let's try Jim, who's in Kennewick, Washington, listening to Good Day. Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. Are you happy about the results of the New Hampshire primary?
Yeah, actually I am, because it keeps things interesting.
When are you going to vote in the primary? When's your turn?
I think we're next to last.
So you don't make State. You don't make any difference. Let's have a protest, all right? Can we work on that?
No, if it's close near the end, we might be the ones that do make the difference.
Maybe. All right, what do these songs all have in common?
I guessed winning before I heard the last one.
Nope, winning is fine. Trump, Sanders, the Broncos, winning. You get the prize, Jim. Thank you. Hold on a sec.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Excessive barking. How many calls do I get on the Pet Show about why is my dog barking? I had a call just last week from a listener who had an older Great Dane that all of a sudden started barking in the middle of the night. And she was asking me what would cause that. Could it be dementia? Could it be cognitive dysfunction? Yes, it could be any number of things. But my guess in that situation was because the dog had just started it recently, is that perhaps he was losing his hearing. When our dogs get older, just like with people, some of our things change, or we don't hear the same way, we don't smell the same way, we may not even talk the same way. As our dogs get older, the same process takes effect on them. So if you have a dog that gets up in the middle of the night and starts barking for apparently no reason, or a cat that gets up in the middle of the night and starts meowing for no reason, don't get angry right away. Speak to your veterinarian. It could be very possible that your dog or cat is losing its hearing and everything sounds different to them and kind of scares them a little bit. So a cuddle and a hug and a kiss is a better approach. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
The hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here with me, and I'm so proud of her and how she comes across. And then there's Rich McFadden.
You know,
who's had the two
I'm proud of Richie.
I am
Richie.
Too. Richie's A-okay. Richie has one of the things, what I'm proudest of him in terms of being a friend.
Oh, let's not start kissing up now because he took a shot at me.
No, I'm not going to. I don't mind taking a shot at you, and you don't mind taking a shot at me. But it's in fun. But I am most proud of you as a father. I've said that on the air many times.
He's
very good. I like listening to him talk to his kids. It distracts him and screws up what he's doing on the air when his son calls him. But I still like listening to him talk.
That among many other things.
Yeah. Right. When you talk about me and the penny, the shiny penny. All right. So let's get to something that some people is going to, some people are, let's do plural. Some people will think this is good. Some people think this is bad. I'm a farmer. Any news from the agriculture world is something that attracts my attention, especially when it's as big as this. The announcement was made today by the Russian Federation, i.e. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, has said starting next week, corn and soybeans that were grown in the United States will no longer be welcome in Russia. Do you realize in Bernie Sanders' vernacular how huge that is? How much money the American farmer, the big, big, big farmer, the ag community that's huge, huge, no longer shipping grain to Russia because of the GMO factor? Do you realize? And I'm looking, I follow blogs on both sides. I have a friend who is a PR person for the ag industry. And I'm just sort of going through to something he sent me yesterday that was all puff and fluff about how great GMOs are and how scientists are saying that this is not what other people are saying and it's okay. And it's wonderful. Oh my God, it's terrific. The Russians don't think so. They find dry rot in the corn. They have found weed seeds in the soybeans. And they don't like GMO. the microbiological conditions that exist in this. And I'm one who wants to be a champion of the American farmer, but I'm not a champion of the GMOs. I am not. They had, by the way, there in January, they took 300,000 tons of soybeans to Russia. This is a big deal.
You know why?
Do I know why? What?
Russia doesn't want the GMO corn.
Well, I can speculate, Richie, but I'm interested to hear what you think.
What's vodka made from?
Vodka is made from, isn't it?
And they're made from
vodka corn? Vodka can be made from anything. It's actually made usually from rye, but it can be made from corn. That's Tito's. You can also make it from potato, which is
ethanol comes from the same stuff that vodka. By the way,
sugar
vodka and ethanol are pretty similar. Yeah, anything that's a grass.
I mean, they're all...
Yolan, you can make vodka from Yolan.
Okay, so they want to stay smashed over there with the cleanest ingredients they can get.
That's right. Organic smashing.
Right,
that's
exactly.
It. Okay. So that's what the news from Ruskies and the Farmskies. The situation is over. I was just listening to some audio of Marco Rubio, who still doesn't get it. He's blaming the news media for their coverage. That's why he lost, because it has nothing to do with him.
His bad performance on Saturday night didn't affect normal people, just
right.
The media.
Just people who watch the news.
Right.
Right. Okay. So Stephen Colbert last night talked to Bill O'Reilly on his program, and this is a very interesting, I would not normally play this, but I thought this was a very interesting piece of audio, as O'Reilly explains how, in his mind, Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders are the same person.
Why do you think Trump is doing so well, especially like an independent-minded New Hampshire? You know the guy. What's his secret to appealing to the audience?
Well, Trump hit history at the right time because people are angry. Trump and Sanders are really the same guy. They just changed their facial expressions.
I've never seen them in the same room at the same time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Trump and Sanders are the same guy because they both tap into anger, the anger of the voter who feels they're getting hosed. On the right, they don't like the fact that there's an open border, they can't solve that problem, that ISIS is beheading Americans, nothing really happens to ISIS. It's anger, anger, anger. On the left, they feel that the economy is run by the billionaires. And I'm going to solve that. It's rigged.
Haven't people always appealed with anger? I mean,
no.
you get angry on your show.
But I'm different. Did Jeb Bush look angry? Bush look angry? He's not angry.
No, he looks like he looks bewildered.
No.
Why is Jeb not doing well?
An angry guy.
Do you think he doesn't want to run? He looks like the kind of guy who thought he was going to a wedding and then he wanders into a bar mitzvah and goes, I don't know what language. Do I put the little thing on my head? Is this a snack or a hat? I don't know what to do.
So that this time in history, people want an avenger. They don't want a politician. They want somebody to come in and blow the whole
thing. Do you think that's good? Because an avenger is not somebody who can necessarily govern or lead. He's somebody who can stir a crowd. But how do you go in there and change things?
It's good and it's bad. The good part about it is it gets people engaged in the political process.
Uh-huh.
So that Trump himself has performed a miracle by making Americans actually pay attention to what's happening. So that's good. What's bad is both Trump and Sanders say stuff that's impossible. That could never happen. And their followers, I guess, don't really care. So Trump says, for example, well, I'm going to deport 12 million illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said to him on my show, you can't because of due process. Once you're in the United States, whether you're legal or illegal, you have all the rights under the Constitution. That would mean you'd have 12 million separate hearings in front of judges, which would take us up to about the year 2080.
Yep.
On the other side, you have Sanders going, everybody's going to get a free public college education.
But they do it all over the world.
It doesn't matter. There are only 16 people in Denmark. 325 million people here.
Uh-huh.
It's $19 trillion in debt. I know you don't care, but there's a big debt, and Bernie would double it. And you can't do that. So it's never going to happen. So that's the good and the bad.
All right.
I don't disagree with much of that.
No, that's very hard. That's why I wanted to listen to that and have everybody hear it. Okay, so Jennifer has a television report. Before we get to that, though, another bit of irony and audio. The Steve Harvey phenom, since all the attention focused on him as a result of what happened with the Miss Universe pageant, He came on. I didn't happen to be here, but you guys had a good conversation with him.
Yeah, he was really fun. Mm-hmm.
He's a wonderful guy. He's got a wonderful story. So here's the latest.
I thought his career was over after the It was a train wreck to watch. It was awful.
Well, he handled it. He came out in front of it and apologized.
He did handle it well.
The politicians on the stage like that moron Marco, they could learn something
from watching Steve Harvey. When he was with us, we asked him about it, and he said, well, me and Miss Columbia are fine. I'm not going to Columbia anytime soon. He says, if I'm traveling, I'm going to the Philippines. I'm a king there.
So. A king. All right. So he was interviewed about something that happened that really was funny but fell apart on the Family Feud. He hosts a radio show in the morning for 3 hours. He does a good job. He's on about 70 markets. He does the daytime talk show. It's very good. And he does Family Feud. And he's probably, other than Richard Dawson, I would say of all the hosts that they've had, iconoclast. Dawson, it was Dawson's show. One of them, it was Dawson, Dawson, Dawson. But, you know, things change. So they tried a couple of other people. Didn't work. Harvey makes it work. And so he was talking about a lady who who took 25 minutes to answer a question and how they had to, like, edit it in order to make it fit into the Family Feud. And apparently the audience was going crazy. They were having so much fun with it. The Family Feud question, I don't even remember. Richie, let's play cut 87 first, and then we'll go to where it starts to fall apart.
We got the top four answers on the board, ladies. Here we go. Tell me another way people say mother.
Okay. Mama.
Mama.
Okay, so that sets it up. Tell me another way people say mother. All right. So then he has normal answers. If you watch the show, it's pretty. I like the show, frankly. I don't watch game shows, but I like him. So it goes through a couple of rounds, and here's where things start to go awry.
Folks, you got two strikes. If it's there, you're still alive. But this time, if it's not there, Cameron's and family can steal and win the game. Sheila? Tell me another way people say mother.
What about Steve? Nana? Nana?
Didn't you say Nana?
I did say Mom that, Steve, yes.
Nana.
Uh-huh. And I said Nana.
What is you saying? Stop clapping. What, is you trying to say it in Spanish or something? It's the same word.
It's the same word.
They're
going to
spell it the same way. E-N-A-E-N-A. You just can't go changing the inflection. And no, can't be your one. I'm just, before you say no.
And it gets worse. Keep going.
Tell me another way people say mother.
What about mommy?
Oh, mommy.
Right.
Not mommy. You want mommy. Not mommy.
Right.
Oh. I see you. I feel you. That's hot. Okay, now, let me ask y'all something. Y'all crazy. Y'all think, really, that y'all can take all these words that's the same and just say them different because you want to?
So you got to understand, this is a 22-minute show. They have to do, with the advertising, it's a 29-minute show, but 22 minutes of content. And so this, he explained earlier on, they went on for 25 minutes with this. Here's, it even gets worse than what we just heard. Listen to this.
Tell me another way people say mother.
It's the same thing.
What about mommy? Well, we already said it all, mommy.
Yeah, because that's good. See, look at me. Y'all stop laughing at this. Listen to me. See, watch how I do. Mommy. See that? Mommy. Now watch this here. Mommy. Now watch this one. Mommy.
Richie, play cut 92. This because now here's Steve's.
Y'all here trying to think of something about now.
Okay.
Man, tell me another way people say mother.
Okay, Steve. Nana.
Listen to me. I get paid to host a show. To the kids up there, listen to me. We We ain't gonna add this like this, because you'll never be able to survive this epidemic. We're gonna cut this down to one, maybe two nanas. Two nanas and two mommies. We're gonna cut this back.
All right, so here's how it ends.
That was it. That was how it ends.
No.
It was 90. Oh, where's
that? No, play 93.
I'm sorry.
Nah, 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 nah. Nah, 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 nah.
This is so good.
Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye. Nah, 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 nah. Hey, hell. Nah, 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 nah. Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye.
All right, so that's it. That's just the behind the scenes of a popular TV show.
Yeah, I bet the editors are loving that.
Ah, what a horrible nightmare that must have been. I thought you'd find that fun.
Funny.
But it is
funny,
a good
funny
show.
Funny.
He's a good, I like him a lot. All right. Jennifer has the reason Angel from Hell has been pulled from the CBS schedule next year on Good Day.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand scraped styles like High Sierra Pine, or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents, plus 18 months special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Hi, who we are at 48 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. So, Angel from Hell, a new show which starred Jane Lynch, had a lot of anticipation because people like Jane Lynch. That doesn't mean it's going to do well. Apparently, it's sort of cratered. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, I watched the show. I tried to at least give it a shot because I like Jane Lynch a lot.
Yeah,
I thought it was
too.
It was almost unwatchable. It
really?
Was just, you know how like, good TV shows have a chemistry? This one was missing that. And
really?
I think her character as a fallen angel was sort of, she was just very unlikable.
Uh-huh.
But now CBS has pulled new episodes from the Thursday schedule. Two Broke Girls is moving back into that position beginning on February 18th. Mm-hmm. And a rerun of The Big Bang Theory will air this week. It's been okay in the ratings, but I don't see it going anywhere.
Can't
now, Disney making some big news. Frozen is a huge franchise for the company.
Mm-hmm.
They've decided to bring it to TV for a holiday special. They'll do this from time to time. And in 2017, now the holiday season, we'll get a brand new Frozen special, which should be kind of fun for all you kiddies out there and kids at heart. Another little bit of news for Matt LeBlanc. It seems like he's been popping up a lot in our TV report over the last month or so. He's got, I know, hasn't it? Like he's resurging. We've been talking about Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah.
I know.
Joey, how you doing?
Matt LeBlanc has signed on to star in I'm Not Your Friend, a new CBS comedy written by that 70s show writer Jeff and Jackie Philgo. Deadline.com is reporting that James Burrows, who's a really famous comedic director in TV, will be on board as well. And this should be kind of fun. Maybe Matt LeBlanc is back on broadcast. We like that.
Hey, Jay Diggs is coming out to NCIS.
Man, for the 300th episode.
300 episodes of that show. That'll be in reruns forever.
He's playing a Marine.
And ever. All right, 51 after next, Jen.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, that's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Now we're happy to have Jennifer and Richie and I in the presence of one Warren Eckstein, who's bemoaning the fact that it's early where he is. Come on, ready, please. What is your problem? Get away. You sound like Cam Newton. Wah, 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 wah. Or Marco Rubio. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. So I'm like, you have one of the best laughs. I love listening to you laugh. Is that okay?
You guys want to be alone?
And Warren likes to listen to you purr.
Right, okay. Yeah, here we go.
I'm speechless.
Warren Eckstein is the host of The Pet Show. Well, you see, we've known each other too long, so now we're becoming too familiar. That's maybe what we have to guard against, becoming too friendly, too familiar, because the audience that doesn't maybe know who you are or realize how fabulous your program is, they need to be reminded that Warren hosts The Pet Show, which is heard around the country every weekend on hundreds of radio stations, has great blogs, has great products, the Hugs and Kisses line for your dog or your cat. It all is so the minerals and vitamins. I went over this. I think I called you, didn't I, after I was with that woman last week? I was telling her about Hugs and Kisses. She had four or five dogs, and
exactly,
they all were eating dirt, and I told her to get Hugs and Kisses, because dirt means, if you're eating dirt, that means you're needing minerals, right? Do most people realize that, do you think?
Absolutely. It helps with digestion. So, yeah, the bottom line is, if you have a dog or a cat that's eating dirt, you need to get them on supplements.
Or grass, right?
What kind of things the world of where it's cold need consideration? I was noticing you were writing about feeding winter birds, but what about rabbits and other things that are around that can't deer, that can't get through the ice and the snow? Should we be feeding them or helping them?
You know, it's always an interesting question. If you start feeding the wild animals, are you doing something good or are you doing something bad?
Mm-hmm.
I've always felt that a full stomach is good, so I stay with now. When I lived in upstate New York, yeah. I was feeding everything that came onto the property. Literally, everything that came onto the property was fed. However, I did have to keep, you know, certain animals away from certain things. So let me talk about this. If you have a garden, okay, the best way to keep wild animals away from your garden is pantyhose. Now, before you laugh, listen to me. If you take pantyhose and you fill the pantyhose with old dog hair and old human hair that's not been washed, and you hang that around the areas where you have your garden, the deer and rabbits won't go there because of the smell of a predator being the smell of dog hair.
This also works, by the way, if you're a woman and you wear pantyhose like that on dates, it repels men as well. So
right.
You've got that going.
Good,
for you.
Good advice.
But then again, the lech that lives down the street may be rooting through your garden one night.
That could be.
There you go.
All right.
I had an interesting call this week. I got to tell you, an interesting call from Emerson, Iowa. On the air, it was a live call. An elderly farmer called up from Emerson, Iowa. It was really a rural area.
Yep.
And he had been rescuing dogs for the last 5 or 7 years. They had like 10 dogs or 12 dogs, and he was just diagnosed with a terminal disease.
Mm.
And his main concern was, what can I do to help these animals? And the bottom line is, my listeners have kind of all come together, and we're going to work on doing something. I don't have his contact, so we have to get in contact with him again. But the bottom line is, and the reason I brought that up, if you have a dog or a cat, make sure you have a trust for them if, God forbid, something were to happen to you.
Yeah, take care of them. Yep. All right, there's a story we have, a couple of stories at DougStephan.com this week I wanted to call your attention to, including this big rabbit. The rabbit's name is Atlas, 7 months old, large as a dog, has plenty more growing to do, and he has no home. He's been rescued and now looking for a home. This would be something that I would, I mean, the reason I put it on the air is because we're interested in helping things. But the picture of this, the young woman looks like Jennifer, and she's holding on to this rabbit. If you haven't seen it, go to DougStephan.com. My God, look at the size of this rabbit.
Thank you.
Needs space.
I didn't know if you noticed.
He says, Bernie Sanders would say, huge.
Well, you know, what's interesting about the rabbit, the largest breed of rabbit is a breed called the Flemish Giant, and the smallest breed is a Netherland Dwarf. Now, I've had as many as 30 rabbits at a time, and I got to tell you, they're fascinating pets.
Yeah.
They're amazing pets. Mine walked on a little harness and a leash. Of course, people looked at me like I was a little crazy. But, another thing, here's one without a home. If you go to shelters anywhere across the world, besides dogs and cats, you're going to find guinea pigs and hamsters and parrots and rabbits. So, yeah, if you're looking for a pet, that's the first place to go, is a place where you can save a life.
There's another story at DougStephan.com. You can see a poor, sick sea lion pup who was rescued and somehow or other got into a restaurant booth. The marine room in a restaurant off the coast of California, San Diego restaurant, they saw. And I just looked at that and I thought, my God, here's a perfect thing. Again, these are unusual animals and they need a home oftentimes, need to be cared for. So,
and because of El Nino, a lot of the baby seals are coming up on the shore.
Yes, blowing up on shore. Yeah, right.
Away from them.
All right, Warren Eckstein helping us out with your pet here on...
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.